Hello, welcome to my podcast, Who's Paying Attention, episode 78. This is Alonzo Bowden, and let's get right into it. Am I psychic? It's a sad irony that right after I do my podcast about guns, that we have another mass shooting, another mass murder, many people have said that the sad thing is that this is another mass shooting, that it's certainly nothing new. I don't know how you haven't heard of it, but what I'm talking about, of course, is Elliot Rodger, the guy in Isla Vista, just outside of Santa Barbara, where UCSB is, who shot and killed people, stabbed people, ran people over with his car, left the YouTube manifesto behind that, you know, he hates women, hates young blonde women, he was a virgin, women wouldn't date him, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This one is interesting because it literally had all of the warning signs, the mental health issues that were addressed. I mean, numerous therapists, and to the point his parents even sent the police to check on him. And this guy was obviously disturbed, obviously something wrong with him. Numerous posts on websites that I didn't even know these websites existed, but that there's a lot of websites I didn't know existed. I'm gonna get into that again later. But, you know, the websites of guys, basically, I guess guys who can't get dates or guys who hate women for whatever reason. And he posted on this repeatedly about hating women and he's going to get his revenge and blah, blah, blah. So we had all these warning signs, and then we also had three legally purchased guns with 10 round clips and I believe 410 rounds of ammunition. So he was ready legally. And the police, when they went to his house, they talked to him. They didn't search the house, and we get into the constitutionality of it, right? My opinion, okay, now that he's done this, meaning society, meaning law enforcement, should be able to go to those websites and use this as a probable cause to get search warrants to everyone he's connected to on these websites. Because obviously they knew, you know, they knew he was going to do this. He said he was going to do it, and now they're all backing off. But I don't think we'll do that, but it would be a start. So this is not new. This is not news. We're not shocked, okay? Honestly, we will pretend, I'm talking about our society, we will pretend to be shocked, we will pretend to be outraged, we were without a doubt moved by the speeches given, particularly by the father of one of the victims. But in the end, you know and I know, nothing will be done. Nothing will be done. The NRA is already doing damage control, saying it's not them, it's not their fault. This is how sick we are. They're happy that he killed some people with a car and killed others with a knife, so that they can say, well, see, it wasn't the guns. The argument to that, the common sense argument to that is, well, cars and knives have other purposes in our society. Guns are only used to kill people. Handguns, that's what they're used for. That's what they're made for. Cars are also extremely regulated and licensed, and you have to be insured to drive one. Maybe a lot of people aren't, but by law you should be. But I don't even want to rehash all of that. I talked about all of that in my last podcast, so I don't want to go into it all again. I will say this, that obviously it's tragic, and it brings out, in some ways, in a small percentage, the best in people, but it hugely brings out some of the worst. I'm going to get this out of the way because I wish I could say this was unbelievable, but it's not. So we have Todd Kincannon, who Todd Kincannon, I don't know how to describe this guy, but I'm going to go with what they call him on the internet. He's a Tea Party activist from South Carolina, and the Tea Party activist, the funny thing about that label is that one of the people they hate, Al Sharpton, and Al Sharpton was an activist. So you, in other words, you have the same title as someone you can't stand, but he's jumped all over this to put out his tweets. You know, his first one was, "My son wouldn't die cowering like a bitch. He'd have a gun." And just some examples. "I'm sick of liberals trying to take my guns because they're too wimpy and stupid to defend themselves from nuts." And blah, blah, blah. "If liberals took responsibility for armed self-defense the way conservatives do, they wouldn't constantly get shot in these situations." So you have this element, and I say it's not small. I say it's not small. I say, you know, people say, well, it's good if someone hates for them to be loud in public so you know. No, it's not. There's nothing to be gained by this guy. This guy's a piece of crap, straight out. And of course, he's not the only one, right? We have, and I thought this guy was gone. I don't know what rock they found him under, but Joe the Plumber's back. And Joe the Plumber, you remember Joe. Joe was the plumber back when Barack Obama was running for election the first time. And Joe said Barack Obama was going to stop him from having his own company, even though Joe wasn't qualified to have his own company, but it was Barack's fault somehow. Well, Joe says, "Your dead kids don't trump my guns." And basically he went on the, you know, I don't know why they even interviewed this guy, but it was amazing. He said that, "I'm sorry you lost your child. I myself have a son and daughter, and the one thing I never want to go through is what you're going through now. But as harsh as it sounds, your dead kids don't trump my constitutional rights." Now, even if that's your belief, is this the time? Is this the time to say it right after? You know, these guys, okay, they're cowards. They're weak and they're cowards. And I'm going to lump the open carry guys in on that too. Sorry about this noise in the background. I have no control over gardeners at my complex. The open carry guys, they're really getting hilarious with these guns in restaurants. The latest two are, they went to Sonic and they went to, I think, Chili's, and they all carry their guns. And near as I can figure it out, they want to carry their guns into restaurants so that they can protect themselves from crazy people carrying guns into restaurants. You figure it out. But one thing about all of these big talkers is I've never heard of them doing anything heroic. Now, I would say, and I have been lucky enough to entertain some of the troops in various places around the world, and none of them have ever talked to me about killing someone. And I have no doubt that some of them have, because some of these guys are true, real badasses. And I'm talking about special forces guys. I'm talking about Marines who are the first to hit the beach, so to say, when there's a war or a military action. So I have no doubt that some of these guys have taken a life. But you know something? They never talk about it. They don't brag about it. They don't brandish their guns and talk about how big their dick is, because they've actually done it. And these open carry guys and this Joe the Plumber guy and this Todd whatever, they're cowards. And they're hiding behind big scary guns. And if something went down, my guess, they'd do nothing. You saw the militants in Nevada, okay, with Clive and Bundy, who said that they're going to put the women and the children in the way first if the government attacks. So that's really tough. That's really strong, and it's a coward move, and it's the same move that terrorists use in Middle Eastern countries, forcing the government to kill the wrong people. So this is I don't want to give them too much press, but that's it. That's all I have to say about them. What order should I go in? Okay. Another thing that came out of this Isla Vista shooting is a Twitter hashtag, Yes All Women. And for those who, again, you have to have heard of this by now, but Yes All Women is a Twitter hashtag that the killer was a misogynist. He hated women, obviously. And women have somehow rallied around this point to let us men know. And I'll admit it. I didn't know the extent of it. It violence against women, the fear women have of men every day of their lives, is so much deeper and more widespread and so much more of a shared experience amongst women than we know, that it's truly unbelievable. And the one thing I put when I went to this hashtag was the tweets were being written by women faster than I could read them. I'm reading them and the counter is going more new tweets, more, you know. To give you an example, and this is the one to me that was one of the most powerful. It was Yes All Women, because we are taught to defend against rape rather than men being taught not to rape. It talked about the obvious stand, and this is true. Women who are raped are blamed, and it's up to them to defend themselves against causing the rape. So many about women being groped in public places. There was another one that struck me. They said, you know, on a blind date, a man is afraid of the girl being fat. The woman is afraid of the man raping her. Things like that. And not all of them are that dramatic, but so many things. I mean, you really have to go read this. Okay, go to Twitter. Go to hashtag Yes All Women. Here's an example. Yes All Women, because a man's hormones excuse his violent behavior, but mine render me incapable of leadership. Yeah, that would be a Hillary Clinton situation. Yes All Women, because when a girl at my college was raped in a public bathroom, she was blamed for trusting the boy who was giving her directions. Amazing. Amazing. I don't even know. Yes All Women, because how often does a man text his friend to say that he got home safe? Yes All Women, because if I'm going to be out at night, I have to plan hours, if not days, ahead how to get home safely. Amazing and so sad, and such a reflection of our society. I don't know the solution to these things, but these are things we don't talk about. What do we talk about? Kim Kardashian and Kanye West got married, and that was huge. It was this weekend, and I promise you that story will last longer than this mass murder, or than the Yes All Women. Yes All Women is already being marginalized because some women are putting up things there that they don't feel are legitimate complaints. You know, I don't know. It'll be gone by Friday, maybe Monday. Maybe it'll last through a full weekend, another full weekend. I doubt it. It's already not in the top things trending on Twitter, but that's, you know, and Yes All Women, because we'll stop caring. Here's a great one. Yes, all women, because if you can teach a dog the meaning of the word no, it shouldn't be a difficult concept for men. I'm sorry, ladies. And on a personal note, I was having this conversation with a woman friend of mine just, again, before this happened. She and I, we have dinner a lot and we talk issues, and I love the back and forth. But we were talking about, she was talking about violence against women, and I was talking about racism and which being more pervasive. And after this past weekend and this happening, I literally had to email her and apologize, because racism is pervasive, and I'm going to get into that as the next thing relating to this gun violence, etc. But I don't walk around scared. I'm not. I do remember a woman friend of mine saying that her mother taught her when she was a little girl that if you're going to get raped, to blow the guy, to give him oral sex, rather, you know, to rather than get raped. Like, can you imagine that that's what you have to teach a little girl, 10 years old? Can you imagine that, guys? I'm blown away. I'm blown away. And I guarantee she's not the only woman who was taught that. So I don't know, ladies. I would love to see you organize. I would love to see you get together politically and elect more women and change laws and force things. You are the majority. You are the majority. And I don't know. It's not going to be quick, but it could be changed. There's hope. Very little, but there is hope, and it is a possibility. Now, on to the next thing. This past weekend, something you didn't know about, I'm going to guess, it's called Black Bike Week, and it's in Myrtle Beach, and it's a few hundred thousand motorcyclists go down to Myrtle Beach, mainly guys from and women from up and down the East Coast, and they ride a lot of custom sport bikes. I've been there. I went once. I was surprised how much fun it was. It was very cool. And when I say I was surprised, it's because giant bike rallies are generally not my scene. But a few years ago, Myrtle Beach, and the reason they call it Black Bike Week, you know, do they have a White Bike Week? They have a Bike Week, which is mainly white guys on Harleys. That's the week prior, and then the next week was black guys on sport bikes. Kind of a cultural thing. It's not going to get into it. If you're in the motorcycle world, you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, the businesses in Myrtle Beach didn't want Black Bike Week, and they would close when the black people came down, and then there were, you know, Jesse Jackson and the NAACP got involved with the mayor, and they forced them to open. And some businesses were happy about it because they make a ton of money, and other businesses just didn't want it. Well, over this past weekend at Black Bike Week, there was violence. There were 8 people shot, 3 people were killed, 5 were wounded. And it's interesting because I'm looking at a conservative website, the Council of Conservative Citizens, and this is where I'm seeing coverage of this. Okay, and to give you an idea of what this website is, I see an ad right here on the website for White Pride t-shirts. Okay, Save Our Culture. But what's interesting is not one comment on this website has to do with the guns involved. Not one. There's no mention of the guns involved in the article. The article talks about being Black Bike Week, that this is what happens when black people are allowed to get together. It talks about the shooting in Isla Vista, saying that that shooter wasn't white. He was Jewish and Malaysian. And then all the comments that follow, and I'm not going to get into a bunch of racist comments, but to give you just some examples, Africans practicing their ethnic heritage of mass murder. It's genetic. Stop the hate, separate, or deport them all to Israel. Wow, we need to have Black Bike Week every week. If we can get 3 shot to death every week, that's a damn good start. How can I contribute some ammo? So, what's interesting is in this shooting, in this weekend of shooting, all the comments are racist. Not one has to do with the gun. And in the other shooting in Isla Vista, the comments are overwhelmingly against guns and against the system that allows guns. What my point is, we are living in two countries. We're living in two realities. There's I don't know how you would ever get these groups to talk or agree or work together. And, you know, don't think that this conservative website is so crazy, extreme, et cetera, because some of their columnists, Ann Coulter, Pat Buchanan, who's run for major office and has been a correspondent on Fox News and MSNBC. So it's not like this is some, you know, underground KKK thing. This is real. This is legit. How do you have that conversation? I don't know. Can it be done? Yeah, it can be done. Australia. In Australia, in 1996, there was a shooting. There was a mass shooting in Port Arthur. 35 people died, 20 were injured. And Australia said they had enough. And keep in mind, Australia is as similar to the United States as any country in the world, in the sense that this country started out as a prison. They have a frontier mentality. They have a, you know, every man for himself, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Any of those cliches you want to use definitely apply to Australians. And Australia passed a Firearms Act. And oddly enough, the conservative government of Australia, yeah, the conservatives, after this mass shooting in 1996, they passed some laws. They banned rapid firing long guns, okay, what we would call semi-automatic rifles. They started a gun buyback program that removed 650,000 guns from the public. They tightened laws and regulations regarding the sale, registration, and storage of guns. And to keep a gun legally cost about $500 per gun. Some estimates, I'm reading this from an article, 20% of Australia's guns were eliminated. Owners by household were halved. But here's the interesting thing. Mass shooting stopped entirely. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Mass shooting stopped entirely. Fewer firearms meant fewer deaths, plain and simple. That's what happened. Their mortality rate went from 2.6 per 100,000 to under 1 per 100,000. That's what happened when they passed gun laws. Didn't take away the guns, didn't ban the guns, passed laws. I think that if a politician had the courage to take a stand against the NRA, remember, we're coming up on the midterm elections. The majority of NRA members are fine with more regulation, with registration, with background checks to avoid mentally ill buying guns. If a politician had the balls to take them on and stand up and make this a platform, I think he'd be surprised, he or she would be surprised at the support they'd get. We're really getting tired of this. I'm throwing my hands up. You know, Michael Moore, who's obviously a lightning rod, said the same thing. There's nothing new to be said. Nothing's said that he didn't say 12 years ago and so on. I don't know. But I think that if a politician had the balls to say enough, we're going to pass some laws, and these are the laws I propose, I think we'd be surprised at how many votes that politician would get. I wish us luck. And I'll make another point, and I'm going to wrap this up. Regarding the federal government, because, you know, I put this on my Facebook page, and I love the comments. I really do, by the way. I love comments from both sides. It's not like all liberal or you have to agree with me or any of that. But there's always a lot of these, the federal government shouldn't get involved, and I hate the federal government, and there are too many regulations. Understand something. Understand the truth. Understand reality. Social change comes from the federal government. The federal government enforces these things, okay? The federal government ended slavery. the federal government allowed women, whichever way you want to put it, the right to vote. The federal government ended segregation. They went to the South and forced them to open schools after Brown versus Board of Education. Remember, Barry Goldwater didn't want it. Okay, those Southern governors or whatever were like, no, we're not having it. The federal government went down. And during the 60s civil rights movement, when they were releasing dogs and shooting fire hoses and killing civil rights activists, make no mistake, it was the federal government that went down there and made this the law of the land. More recently with gay marriage, it's the federal government that's led the thing to make the charge to make it legal, okay? Federal government does have to step in. They're the only ones who get these things done. And if we're going to have any common sense gun regulations, laws, or whatever, it's going to take the federal government to make it happen. And the federal government is not evil. Now, if you're one of those people that think that ending slavery, women getting the right to vote, and ending segregation or is a bad thing, well, I don't know what to tell you. I really don't know what to tell you. I can't talk to you because I don't know your reality. But the federal government will, yeah, they can't solve it. Yes, they can, and they have, okay? Finally, and probably most importantly, we lost Maya Angelou today, actually, the day I'm recording this. And I personally am sad. We have lost a voice of love, a voice of reason, a woman who made poetry real and understandable to so many of us who had no idea what poetry was, a woman who lived through these movements, obviously Southern discrimination against blacks, but also so much discrimination and hatred toward women, and put feelings into words. And I can't help but wonder if part of why she died was she was just tired. Can you imagine her whole life listening to this and we're still right here? So maybe she was just tired. Thank you, Ms. Angelou, for showing us we can be better. Words can't express how much I love what that woman did. And you know, you talk about Jesus and Christianity and all that, and most of the people are just talking about that, right? But this is a woman who, wow, love thine enemy. Yeah, she did. She lived it. We're lesser for having lost her, but we're greater for having had her. So thank you, Ms. Angelou, for what you gave to us as a people. This is Alonzo Bowden signing off. This weekend, I'm going to be at the Tempe Improv. Next week, I will be at Americade. Oddly enough, a huge motorcycle rally. Don't worry, there won't be any shootings. A lot of old guys on touring bikes. I follow that by my first appearance at Stanford & Sons in Kansas City and my first appearance at Sidesplitters in Tampa. So June's going to be a busy month. I look forward to seeing you out there. I thank you for listening, and I hope we as a people can do better.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.